Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, Queens. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day and, as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. Ladies, I pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend and that you spent some quality me time taking care of yourself, pampering yourself. There's an expression that I used to use a lot on Successful Woman Radio, and I still refer to it from time to time. The expression is joy pampering, you know? Joy pampering is that special time that you carve out for yourself where you do something special to bring the joy into your life, whether it's a bubble bath, reading, walking in the park, whether it's picking up the phone and calling family members and people to say I love you, whether it is visiting a nursing home and asking for those individuals who don't have that many visitors so that you can visit them. You know, joy pampering comes in many, many forms. But the one thing that I do know about joy pampering is that it starts with you. You know, when we look at those expressions, joy, beautiful, happy, we look at those expressions and the common denominator in all of those expressions are us, right? You know, you're responsible for your joy. You don't have to sit and wait for somebody to bring you joy or to give you joy. You are joy, and therefore you are able to enjoy things in your life and bring joy into your life, which is very important. Now, I want to remind all of you of the importance of preparing your mind for greatness every single day. Preparing your mind for greatness. And I want to slow down enough to just kind of share with those of you who are new to the show exactly what does that mean? What does preparing your mind for greatness look like? And what does it mean? Well, the first thing you need to know about preparing your mind for greatness is that you must initiate the full process. Preparing your mind for greatness simply means that you are the first one to tap into your personal power every single day and that you make it your business to do so, right? That means that you're going to start your morning off with prayer and or meditation. You're going to then be grateful, you know, list the things that you are grateful for, that you are thankful for in your life. Because trust me, I have heard some people, and it's sad, but it's true. I have heard some people say, I don't have anything to be thankful for. I don't have anything to be grateful for. But let me just tell you this. It is a sheer joy, pleasure, and I'm just sheerly thankful to breathe, honey, to breathe, okay? To breathe air, because we assume that air is guaranteed, but it's not necessarily true. And so we all have something to be grateful for, because without the air, we would not even be in existence right now on this earth. So you should always keep in mind those things that you are grateful for. You know, I looked outside today and I looked up in the sky and I said, wow, that's just such a beautiful color of blue. And then I saw the clouds forming and they were moving. And I just thought to myself that this is such a miracle, all of this. We're living in basically a gaseous ball suspended in midair, rotating on an axis, and it's just absolutely amazing, the atmosphere, how the earth was formed, that we live in this earth, that we have all of this technology and all of these things. I'm so grateful to be living at a time to experience and take advantage of all of this, right? And so again, as I said before, we have so much to be grateful for. So sometimes when you have a lot of trials going on or you have challenges happening in your life and you feel like I don't want to think about what I'm grateful for today because things aren't going my way, you best think again, because being grateful and practicing the art of gratitude is all a part of you being the queen of your empire. It's all a part of you taking your leadership position in this life and doing those things that you purpose to do. And so I want you to keep that close to your heart. We've got a great lineup for you today. Of course, all this month on Successful Woman Radio, you know, we are definitely talking about how important it is to make your business alert, to alert other people to your business and to make others aware of your business and who you are. And so today we're going to be talking about 7 ways to increase brand awareness, okay? 7 ways to increase brand awareness. You know, it's all about a little bit later on in the show today. You know, I want to just talk about some things that I think are so important that we need to keep on the forefront. But let's go to God in prayer first as we open up the show. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Amen. And to have another day to accomplish our business goals. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of organization, action, and leadership. Let us not procrastinate on our business goals, O Lord, and those tasks, but be steadfast, unmovable, and yes, Lord, unshakable. We ask for a special blessing over those business women, again, Lord, that might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated and not sure which way to turn, Father. Right now, Lord, I'm having a vision of a woman who's, you know, sitting at her desk and she's wondering, should she apply for a full-time paid position and struggling between letting her business go, Father. And if you can, Lord, just lead her to Women About This so that we can help her. Lord, let all those business women that might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated, let them that inner peace and strength and resources and others to them that can help, Lord. And if any are listening right now to the show, Lord, let them know that they're in the right environment, that they are in the right place. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept all those blessings that are coming our way. Thank you for Successful Woman Radio and for all of our listeners that support the show, dear Lord. Father, we ask all of these blessings in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, we've got a fantastic show lineup for you today. Again, our topic for today is giving that a little later on in the show. Of course, we also have 5 questions of leadership, and we're going to be sharing those questions with you. We're going to also talk about some happenings right now on the internet and all around as the economy is doing some crazy stuff right now. We're going to get into that as well. So I'm glad that you're here at Successful Woman Radio. You're in the right place to be elevated, to be motivated, to be moved and inspired to take hold of your business and to create something quite successful. And we're going to give you tools and resources to help you as you move along your way on your success journey. For those of you that are, again, new to the show, you'll notice that we talk and mention the word queen quite often. Why? Because we are queens of our own empire. We don't have time to worry about other people's empires in a negative manner, right? Because God gave us the authority to become queens of our own empire. When we are born and we breathe the breath of life into us, God has pre-installed in us what we need to be successful. You better believe it. So what you need to know is that you are already a success. You are already part of God's plan to be a living testimony, to live life and to have it more abundantly. Believe it, receive it, take action on it, because it is the truth. And for those of you that are longtime listeners, you know what I'm talking about. You've got to take reign. You've got to be that queen of your empire. What is the empire, you might ask? The empire is whatever you decide that you want to add to it, whether it is for-profit business, whether it's a nonprofit business, whether it is tools and resources, whether it is land and real estate investments, passive streams of income, whatever you want to add to your empire, including other people. You can add that to your empire, right? People can sow seeds into your life. They can sow seeds into your business. I should add the right kind of people, right? And so, again, you are the queen of your empire. You determine how you want your empire to run. But one thing that's for sure, as the leader of your empire, as that queen, it's important for you to continuously hone in on the skills required of you to be a good leader, to take your business and all of your assets to that next level. And that's what we are about at Successful Woman Radio. We're going to give you information that you can put to use right away. And so, again, I'm so excited to be here with you today. You know, I had such a wonderful weekend. And actually, beginning on Thursday, I spoke at the TWE conference. TWE stands for Transforming Women Entrepreneurs. The CEO and founder of that is no other than Nancy J. Lewis. She's been on the show before, and hopefully we'll get Nancy back on. Nancy has been someone that I have watched from afar for a long time. We both have known each other for a long time. I've attended a few of her events, and the one thing that I noticed about her is she has that quiet power, that spirit that just attracts other women to her. She has mentored so many young women, and she has mentored many women who have gone on to become very successful entrepreneurs. And so I felt so honored, and it was just such a privilege to speak at her conference on this past Thursday. And I just met so many different people, and I saw some old friends that I hadn't seen in so long. So it was just wonderful to get out again because, you know, COVID has kept us all in our homes a lot. It has made us not really want to get out there and start networking and moving around again. But it felt really good, and I'm hoping to do more of it as this year moves forward. So again, a big thank you to Nancy for inviting me and to her network. Wonderful, wonderful. I also on Saturday attended a training on personal and business credit. I was so excited. I have been an advocate for a woman knowing all about her personal credit and also building her business credit. So it was really, really good to attend the United Wealth Education training. And I've been a part of that organization now going on about almost 10 years. One part of that, I built my business credit through them. And so excited now that I have for quite a while now, I have almost 800 credit score thanks to United Wealth Education. So again, you know, if you are interested in building your personal credit or your business credit, don't worry because we're going to bring that information to you. We've got so many wonderful things, so many wonderful projects going on at Women About Biz this year. It's just absolutely incredible at how God is blessing us. And I'll make a few more announcements in just a little bit. But again, don't forget that our main theme for all of this month is connecting the dots in marketing. And you'll be provided with ideas on how to better connect those dots with your business and learn strategies on marketing. So again, if you haven't heard the last few episodes, you might want to go and definitely listen to some of the previous broadcasts. Now, you can do that in many ways, but I'm going to give you the fastest way. Okay, you can go to womenaboutbiz.net and click on podcast, and the previous broadcasts are right there in the right-hand column for you to listen to. You can listen if you have a smart device, smartphone, iPad, notepad. You can listen comfortably right from those devices. However, if you want something that's a little more permanent for you, always at your fingertip on your phone, if you have an iPhone, then just simply go to podcast and look up Successful Woman Radio and then save it as a favorite. If you have an iDroid phone, simply go to Stitcher. That's STITCHER.com or go to Stitcher from your phone app and then find Successful Woman Radio and mark it as your favorite. We've got multiple ways that you can hear Successful Woman Radio. We are syndicated in hundreds of sites and various platforms. So you can also just go to Google and pull up Successful Woman Radio and be able to tap into previous broadcasts of the show as well. We're certainly glad that you're here. And for all of our new listeners, thank you so much for the blessing of your presence today. And for all of our continuing listeners, hey, you know I love you, Queens. And I'm so excited that you support us here at Successful Woman Radio. It is not too late for you to flash over on another line or to text out that we are live now. If you would like our dial-in number, it is 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with a pen in hand, it is 347-637-2589. Go ahead and text that to at least two or three of your business friends or associates. And then if you are online, flash over on your social media and just say, hey, I'm listening to Successful Woman Radio, and pop that number in there. You'd be surprised at the number of people that see and actually dial in because of that. You can also flash over and call a girlfriend and say, hey, look, I forgot to tell you, tune into Successful Woman Radio. Even if you have just 5 or 15 minutes, go ahead and do that because you're going to get something out of it. Absolutely. I am glad that you are all here with us. It's 12:17 at our quarter. So go ahead and give you the 5 questions of leadership. Again, 5 questions of leadership. Question number one, again, is always the core parts of this question. Have I set my business foundation? I want you to say that out loud to yourself right now. I'm going to be quiet just for a couple of seconds. That's right. Say it. Have I set my business foundation? That question is very, very important, and it's one that you've got to take serious and for real, because if you're planning to move to a six-figure income, a seven-figure income, if you're wanting to see your business grow and expand and get larger, then setting the foundation is definitely something you've got to pay close attention to, because you really shouldn't move on until many of these things have been taken care of, right? So starting with core part number one in have I set my business foundation is legal structure set up. Have you set up your LLC or your tax EIN number? Do you have both of those? You actually need both. Don't do it out of order. But if you have not incorporated yet, Women About Biz has some great resources. You can even schedule a power talk to discuss it. And then if you need to talk with an attorney, I can, or an accountant professional, I can refer you and get you the right people, right? Also, core number two in question number one is strategy. What do you want to experience in your business this quarter, right? You know, you shouldn't be piecemealing things. You really should have a more broad picture of where you're trying to go. And then question number two, you know, what will you do to support vision and goals for your business? And I should say this is a part still of core two strategy. Still question number one. Don't get confused. Remember, we have 5 core parts of question number one. And then here is number three of strategy. How would you implement the task to support your goals? It was, what do you want to experience the quarter? Number two is what would you support your goals business? Number three, how do you implement the task to support your goals? And then number four, who will you delegate all of that to? Because you can't do everything. And I might add, you know, delegation and getting others to help you is a part of expanding, a part of growing, right? So now those are the four areas of strategy. Now we're moving on to core part number three. Still in question number one, have I set my business foundation? Core number three is, have you formed your power team, right? And then core number four is, you know, have you automated your business marketing? That's going to come back around in a minute in some other questions. And then core five, are you prepared to receive the money? Now, I want to focus on this right quick because this is a very important part of strategy. You know, you can strategize, you can plan, you can put certain things into play, but the time you start having people that are interested in what you have to offer and you're able to close the sale on that, how are they going to pay you? How are you going to receive the money? And I'll be honest, I've tried to purchase certain things from people, and I'll have them to say, you know, can you Cash App me? Can you Venmo me? But, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all, because money is money. But I think there's a more professional way to do it. You can give them the link to your merchant page where they can pay on that, because oftentimes when you have a merchant account, it's more professional because, number one, it keeps everything in order for you, and during tax season, you can just print off a report of all of the monies that have come into your business, and Cash App and Venmo just don't offer that at this time, right? And so you want to make sure that you're being professional. So having a business checking account, first of all, you definitely want a checking account in the name of your business. And then, two, you want a bookkeeping system, right, which is very important. And then, of course, again, you want that merchant account in the name of your business, and you want to practice the art of preparing a cash flow analysis so that you can set your goals on the amount of money that you want coming into you. I think that's very important. Oftentimes, I think it's women, and I know this to be true. I've talked to too many of us that, you know, we're excited about the parts of planning our business that we can be creative in, but when we're talking about administration, when we're talking about the back office and the workflow and all of those things that we have to do to make sure that the backside of the business is strong and a solid foundation, we tend to fall weak on those areas, but we really don't need to do that. We don't want to always be putting the cart before the horse. We want to make sure that we are prepared to receive the blessing of money that is going to be coming to us. Amen? And you want to make sure, again, you want to make sure that you do these things in order with receiving the money: business checking account, bookkeeping, merchant account, and cash flow. In that order, those things are very important. If you need assistance, if you need help, I am here to provide that information to you, but only if you reach out to me, right? So an easy way to do that is to visit us at Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.net. You know, and then all you need to do is just scroll beneath the banner on the page and you'll see free coaching session just for you. Follow the directions there and schedule your free power talk. Now, if you've already had a free power talk and you're hearing and you're listening to me, then it's time for you to really invest in yourself, you know, get a paid business consultation or coaching, something that you need for yourself. And that's very, very key. You know, the one thing that I think about when I have interviewed and talked with so many business women is that one thing that we all tend to share in common is that we can be quite stubborn at times. We can hear someone talk all day long, all week, all month, all year, and even for years about the right way to do something, and yet we are hard-headed to take heed on that. I'll keep it transparent and say I have done that, and I realize that you always have to be in a mode of learning. You don't know everything. I don't know everything, right? We all have to be in a mode of learning and be willing to learn at any time that the opportunity is given. So, Queen, schedule your power talk so that we can get you on the right track. So very, very important. And again, to do that, you'll just visit womenaboutbiz.net and scroll beneath the banner, and you'll see the power talk offer right there for you. We're going to be talking a little bit later about the seven ways to increase brand awareness. We're going to talk about what that is in just a little bit. But first, I want to go ahead with the five questions of leadership and moving on to question two. I want to keep all of you mindful of the fact that question one was a very lengthy, extended question because it has five parts to it. But don't worry, you know, you'll catch on. Here we are to question number two. What are my top three business goals this month, right? If you remember in question number one, I talked about what are those goals for the quarter. But now we're honing in on looking at just this month. Do you know what your top three business goals are? Did you even set three business goals, right? And so, again, you can't do everything. So you don't want to overwhelm yourself. So you want to keep it to a minimum of at least or a maximum, I would say, of about three to five business goals. And if you're not used to working with five goals, do three goals, a minimum of three goals for each month. Number three in the five questions of business leadership is, do I have my power team in place, right? Do I have my power team in place? This is very, very key. This is one of the areas that tends to intimidate business women because they feel like they've got to have a lot of money to pay, make payroll or to pay contractors. While you may have to have some money, where there is a will, there is always a way to work around compiling a power team of individuals. Here's number four in the five questions of business leadership. Am I being consistent with marketing and communication? This is very, very key. Here's something that you need to know. I'm getting ready. This may cut some of you hard. You know, this may hurt you a little bit because what I'm getting ready to say may be something that you can identify with that you haven't done. But here it is. If you have not been marketing your business consistently, if you have no way of measuring the results of your marketing, if you have not been holding yourself accountable, I already said you don't have a business. You have a hobby, okay? Because the number one thing that you have to have in order to be in business is customers. I'm going to say customers first. And prospects, okay? You have to have customers. You have to have prospects. You can't do that if you aren't consistently marketing and attracting people to what you have to offer. It just can't happen, right? And so oftentimes, a lot of business women can't believe that the secret to being successful in business is consistency with marketing communication. But then when they ask themselves if they are consistent, they say, no, I have not been consistent. Even if your marketing isn't working, if you're consistent with it, you can tweak it and fine-tune it and find out what's not working so that you can improve it. This is how you create your marketing blueprint. Your marketing blueprint isn't really created from scratch, but it is built upon trial and error. And so you need to understand that all of us who are successful in business, all of us have had trial and error and have had to figure out what works best. And so, again, I want to remind you of that. Last but not least, in the five questions of business leadership is, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? And I consider this the most important of all questions, right? Why? Well, I consider this most important because everything that you do is tied directly into your belief system, your actions. When we don't believe fully in something, we tend to procrastinate. We tend to beat around the bush and not do things correctly. We tend not to be consistent in marketing and communication. Hello? We tend to not have our business foundation set. When we don't believe in something, then we have to do it. So you have to go back to your drawing board. You have to get in your quiet space, right? And you have to really say, girl, listen, Do you really believe in this business? Do you really believe that you can be the best leader for it? Do you really believe that you can create the successful type of business that you want? Because your actions are not necessarily proving to be that. So you have to be real with yourself. You have to chastise your own self and hold your own self accountable, okay? Because let me tell you, if you're taking action and you're seeing your goals being accomplished and your to-do items are being marked complete and you are fulfilling your purpose in your business, you are being a good leader, then, you know, you might be in that 7, 8, or 9 a belief of your business scale, belief scale. You might be 7, 8, or 9. But then you've got to be totally honest with yourself. If you're inconsistent, if you do it halfway, sometimes you're in, sometimes you're out, sometimes you are excited, sometimes you're not excited, you go back and forth and you feel more overwhelmed more times than none, then what you need to understand and know is that it's okay. But to recognize and not do anything about it is where the problem is. Right? And so again, you have to put yourself in check and always ask yourself, what is your belief level? I know women who have the desire to start a business, they have knowledge and expertise, and they know that if they will only start, that they will be successful at it, right? But they have fear because they don't believe that they are the right leader for the business. That's you. Then you've got to work on yourself. And it's not always easy to work on yourself by yourself. You need a coach, someone who's been there and done that, to work with you. This is why I have such a passion. This is why I have such a mission to reach out to business women and to help those business women who want to be successful, who want to become queens of their empire. Listening to Advance, the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. So glad that you are here with us today. Make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon, where you can be empowered with information that you can put to use right away every day. I've got just a couple of announcements, and then I'm going to go also into just sharing a little bit about the world and what is going on with our economy and all the crazy things that you might have been hearing about the banks. So I'm definitely going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. But first, I have an announcement. Volunteer members are needed to test out new features in the Crown community. So we need those of you who are Women About Biz members. We need those of you who are willing to visit the Crown community and post twice daily for a 7-day period to test out new features in our Women About Biz Crown community. Now, don't just start going to the Crown community now if you're a member of it already and posting, because you have to hold on and receive instructions, okay? So, again, we're getting ready to add new features to the Women About Biz community because we want more than just a community, you know? We want more than just the regular Facebook group or group on other social media platforms, but we really want to create a very empowering community, one that you're going to want to come back, not that you're being forced to come back, but one that you're wanting to come back because you're fed, your spirit is fed, your mind is fed on how to create and expand your business, right? And so with these new features, we're asking those of you who are already members of Women About Biz if you would volunteer for this very special project. Now, if that's you, then I need you to email me directly at, here's my email, T Newby. That stands, T stands for Trina, T Newby, N-E-W-B-Y is my last name, T Newby at womenaboutbiz.net. I'm going to repeat it once more, T-N-E-W-B-Y at womenaboutbiz.net. And in the subject line, put volunteer and just let me know to count you in. But this is a very special project that we're going to be doing over a 7-day period. And I need your support and I need those of you who are willing to go into the Crown community at least twice a day. So that could be mid-morning and earlier late evening. But don't do anything. Don't just jump into the community now just because you're a member of it, because a lot is getting ready to change again. And so, again, we want to have the type of community at Women About Biz, not only to help women to connect with each other, but we want to make sure that we have a very engaging community where we are providing you with what you need, okay? So, again, for those of you that are willing to volunteer, email me directly at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net, and in the subject line, put volunteer, and just let me know to count you in, okay? Real quick, I want to talk a little bit about the economy. There are those experts that believe that we are headed for another recession similar to the one in 2008, because so many things are going on right now, okay? We have also been in not necessarily a recession, but say a pre-recession, ever since we've been receiving stimulus dollars during COVID. And so it's just coming to a head now that it's going to push us into a recession. Okay, and that's making a lot of people nervous. Now, people are still spending at this time, but as you know, you've heard all on the news that several banks closed down, a lot of people were pulling out their monies, and quite a few banks just were not able to have all the cash available to give all of those bank members their money. And so as a result, this caused a problem. FDIC had to step in, federal government. And, of course, that's making everybody very, very nervous. Okay, everybody's getting real, real nervous about it. So if you belong to a small community bank, I would say if you have more than $250,000, then you should divert. You should diversify. You should consider putting that money maybe in a larger bank like a Bank of America, a Wells Fargo, a Chase Bank. Look at putting it in a credit union because credit unions are very stable at this time as well. And so, again, you want to look at those kinds of things. So remember, your money in your bank is insured by the federal government, okay, for up to $250,000. But beyond that, it is not insured. So that does mean if a bank closes that you could lose money if you have more than that $250K in there. And again, if you do, if you're one of those people, then you should, especially if you belong to a small community bank, then you should consider diversifying your funds, okay? And doing that means putting your funds into the larger banks, the big boys that are stable and here to stay pretty much, okay? Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, those are like the top three banks in America. And so, again, also credit unions are very stable at this time as well. You just want to diversify. Now, does that mean community banks are in trouble or what have you? Well, I don't know, because it just depends on that community bank's practices, whether or not they have the cash on hand to if something happened and a ton of depositors wanted their money back, if they could handle giving them that money back and still keep the bank open. But what you should know is that all banks have to make public record their income, their holdings, their assets, all of that is public record. And I'm sure you should be able to go log into your online account, and you might be able to find those where that report is. If you can't, then you need to call your bank's 1-800 number and let them know that you want to see a report of the bank's holdings and assets. You just need to get comfortable in knowing what the status of your bank is, okay? And I think that's fair, and I think that's righteous to do so. So take that to the bank and make sure that that happens. On the other hand, a lot of people are worried about the is there a recession coming. And what I do know is that when people start getting worried and more information is being put out on the news about it, what happens is that we're making something that's really a myth. We're making it come to pass by getting nervous. And when one person gets nervous and people start holding back and not spending any money and then taking out their money in the banks and all of that, it's just propelling the problem. And we are creating something that might have been a myth, we're creating and making it true. And so, again, keep that in mind as well. But what can you do to recession-proof yourself, your business, what, your family? What can you do to do that? Okay? So what I want to do is just tell you three things that I think are very, very key. Okay? Number one, if you have a business that is bringing in some income, okay, you have to ask yourself, I have a product or service that will remain in demand even if we go in a recession. Because if you say, no, I don't think my product or service would remain in demand because people would probably be one of the first things people start cutting back on, then you want to look at other things that you can do, other passive streams of income. And the time to start looking at other passive streams of income is right now. Okay, that's the time to start looking. The next thing you want to do is you want to go ahead and you want to cut back on your expenses. Okay, look at what you're spending. If you can't cut out a lot of your expenses, things that you really don't need, I'll give you an example. I know that I'm an Amazon Prime member. I'm a Netflix member. I know that I'm an Apple TV member. You know, I've got all of them, and yet I primarily use Netflix more than I do all of them. Okay, I said, okay, I'm going to keep Amazon Prime because I really do save great money on shipping, and I order from Amazon a lot. So having a Prime membership and being able to watch free movies is just a perk to the membership. But then Netflix I'm going to keep, but then Apple TV and some of the other smaller things I'm going to let go. I'm trimming off the fat as much as I possibly can, okay? And I think that's very, very important for you to do so. I think it's also important for you, in addition, to really look at how you are building your business credit, if you are building your business credit at all, because you may need to fall back on some lines of credit that you might have in place just to hold you over in case there is a recession or something going on. But if you haven't started on building your business credit or even know what that's all about, then you're going to be left out in the cold. And so you really have to be thinking about that. So those are just some food for thoughts. And so what I would encourage you to do is to take evaluation of your business and your personal assets and where you are, trim some of the fat off of there, right? And believe it or not, even the things that you say you can't do without, you can. But trim some of the fat off of there so that you don't find yourself in debt. One of the things I also want to recommend as well is to try your best not to use your credit cards. Don't use them. Okay, stop all credit card spending and try to pay those credit cards down as much as you possibly can. Because sometimes in a recession or when the spending gets less in our country, the credit card companies start acting crazy and basically they start wanting to ask for all of their money back all at once. They start putting pressure on their creditors and on the people who have a credit card with them. So you want to keep that in mind as well. At the end of the day, you know, the best advice I could ever give you is don't spend your credit cards if you can't pay them back within 30 days. That's true. And, you know, you can't always use your credit cards for an emergency if you don't know if the money is coming back to you. So, again, I want you guys to keep these things at the top forefront of your mind as we are moving into some crazy economic times. We're not sure where the economy is going. It is headed towards an uncertainty. stable path, but let's hope our Congress and our Senate can get that back to where it needs to be and move us away from heading down towards that recession word, right? Let's hope that, okay? So again, I want to remind you of that. So that brings us right now to our hot topic of the day, 7 ways to increase your brand awareness. I'm so excited about sharing this information with you. I think brand awareness is very, very important, right? A while back, we had a topic on, you know, renewing your business brand, and we talked about that quite a bit. And so, as a matter of fact, I do believe that we also have an article on renewing your business brand. I'm going to go into our business marketing club because I believe we have that article in there. And I think you can also find it in the blog section as well, just to give you some resources at Women About Biz that you may want to check out on as well. But let us go ahead and get started with the 7 ways to increase brand awareness. You know, getting your business up and running is the first milestone that you have to accomplish in your business. And so now is the time to create awareness for your brand through different marketing strategies, okay? But what is brand awareness? You know, we always want to define whatever it is that we're talking about. You know, brand awareness is a marketing term that represents how well prospective customers can identify your product or service. This concept can be easily mistaken for lead generation and sales campaigns. By all means, it's similar. However, brand awareness is simply getting your product and service known by people, having people to become very familiar with who you are and where you are. For example, people are familiar. If we just saw the M logo in McDonald's, we would automatically know McDonald's, right? If people saw the letters of how they are printed for Coca-Cola, we automatically think Coca-Cola, right? We know right now, if I said, what's the slogan for Coca-Cola? 9 out of 10 people would say it's the real thing, which is correct. It's the real thing. And so again, branding is very, very important. So here are 7 tips to create brand awareness. Hopefully, do you have a pen and notepad handy so you can take some good notes on this information? Let's get started. Number one, it's time for you to improve SEO. SEO stands for search engine optimization, okay? Now, this is really the act of improving your website's visibility to others who are utilizing Google, Microsoft, Bing, and other search engines to look for different topics, okay? And when they put in keywords or keyword phrases, it allows them to perhaps get information on your business if you're using the right keywords or keyword phrases. Now, again, keywords and keyword phrases basically describe your business. And so you have to ask yourself the question, what keyword or keyword phrase are people using for my business, right? For example, you might be a travel business, but that's so broad right now, okay? When you put in the word, if you just put in the word travel and you are a micro business owner, you're not going to be on the front page guaranteed, okay? But you might be able to use a keyword phrase that people are going to put in because they probably wouldn't just put in travel, right? But if somebody wanted to travel to Australia, okay, then you might put in, you might create a page on your website, travel website, that says low fare air cost to Australia or low airfare to Australia. Somebody may be putting in low airfare to low cost airfare to Australia, right? Or you may have a page that says travel to Australia. Do you see what I'm saying? And so you have to think about if somebody wants to go to Australia, Hawaii, Jamaica, Bahamas, Antigua, Barbados, if they want to go to Cancun, if they want to go to these different places, they're not just going to put in travel, but they're going to put in more than likely a phrase. And so this is what you want to do. Now, in improving SEO, I also want to give you these tips as well, because a lot of people don't know this. You can't just mention the word on a page that belongs to another topic, but you actually have to also have a page that is dedicated to the keyword or the keyword phrase. Okay, that's very, very important. Another example would be if you had a child care center, someone is, puts in child care, the Google search engine is going to look at the IP address, the location of where the person is, and it's going to bring up all of the child care services in that area. Now, you can trump that by saying, you know, child care in Atlanta, a child care in a specific community or a specific city, so that it will bring it up first. You might even want to get a domain that says child care in the particular area that one might have a child care center in. And so, again, it's all about the drill down. It's all about niching. We talked about that, right? It's all about niching. And so it's very, very important for you to always be concerned about how you can improve SEO on your website. So, again, if you'd like some tips on perhaps how to improve your website, websites are something that I know a lot about. So you want to schedule your talk if you have not had one. I can take a look at your website. I can take a look at it and let you know how you might be able to improve your search engine optimization, then refer you to some other professional services that can help you with that, right? Here's number two, create a strong social media presence. Okay. Now, again, there's a vast amount of social media platforms out there, new ones coming up every day in which you can display your business. And, you know, the ones that continue to reign supreme are Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, of course, and TikTok. Those are the ones that are reigning supreme, TikTok being the newest one on the block, okay? But if you don't have a ton of money to explore, you know, you've got to use social media to your advantage, but you've got to know how to properly use it, and you just can't out of the blue say, okay, I'm going to go post something. You've got to have a social media plan. You've got to have a social you've got to have social media content prepared, and content means words, the graphics. You've got to have all of that prepared ahead of time, and so that means you're going to need some education on social creating and developing a social media presence. And I'm just going to be honest, you know, there's just so many great pieces of information out there, but if you go to those actual platforms, they all have great information on that. I know Facebook now has the Meta Academy and a whole course and program on how to use Facebook, okay? I believe LinkedIn has the same thing. So you've just got to look for it and check it out. Here's number three. You got to get some logo madness. Oh, yeah, put your logo on everything. If you're sending out an email or a letter, put your logo on it. If you're creating content to put on your social media pages, put your logo on the content or on your social media graphics or your memes. You sell products, ensure your logo is especially on that too. The more people that see things about your brand, the more they will remember it and the more their interest will be piqued. So very, very important, okay? Number four. It's important to have a catchy tagline if you can, right? At Women About Biz, our tagline is that we help you become queen of your empire. That's our whole tagline, queen of your empire. We work hard to educate individuals to know what does that actually mean, becoming the queen of your empire. What is your catchy tag? If your business calls for it, ensure that you have a nice, catchy tagline that will draw your audience in. You know, again, remember some examples is Nike's Just Do It, you know, Burger King, Have It Your Way, Coca-Cola, It's the Real Thing. You know, so what's your tagline? Definitely, if you feel that you aren't good with words or whatever, then you can work with a marketing specialist to develop a catchy tagline. Just take a sip of water here. Okay, next, number five, use influencer marketing. Again, use influencer marketing. This may be one of the new sure ways to get your brand recognized. We live in an age where influencers highly influence what others notice and purchase. Therefore, partnering with a well-known influencer, it can get your brand awareness to where you need it to be. It also can be in the form of having them advertise your business on their platform or on their social media account. If you run a physical product business, you can send influencers free products so they can do an unboxing video for the audience. Oftentimes, it's best to share some form of discount code specific to that influencer so that their audience can use it. You know, so again, if you have a budget, you know, there are some influencers that might charge you $150 to $300 to be on their network. Now, it's not for a long period of time. They may say for 24 to 48 hours, and they may be willing to put some type of post up, but they have to pre-approve it. So, again, it's still a good way to get the word out there. Here's number six, referral programs. Who increase your brand awareness than the customers you already have? So you can create a referral program and system where your customers can get rewarded for bringing other customers to you. And it's a great win-win situation, as your current customers can get discounts on future purchases, and you will have new customers coming in that will be able to do the same things, refer others to you. A good example of this referral program or incentive program is that at Women About Biz, we have the Crown Ambassador Program, where our members become affiliates, and we show our members how they can earn $10,000 per month, money they never have to pay back because it's on a referral system. And so it's our goal. We want to give members $10,000 a month. We want to easily show them how you can share Women About Biz with others easily and be able to earn an incredible referral stream income, right? And so, again, referral systems, incentive systems are very, very good to use. Your brand will represent it. Last but not definitely least is you. People not only see the product or service that you're selling, but they also meet you. Yes, you. Carry yourself in a manner in which you represent your brand all day, every day. You will always be your biggest supporter. So ensure you attend the marketing events and partner with others that are compatible with your business, right? Your business is going to thank you for it. Wear your brand colors. Create T-shirts. Always be out there, whether it's at the grocery store, whether it is at another event, whether it's in the community, whether it's at your child's school. Have your shirt on or have a branded shirt on, you know. Some women like to even uniform themselves with a nice branded patch and a really nice Oxford shirt and a pair of slacks or skirt to brand themselves so that other people automatically ask, right? It's definitely not easy to learn all of the different things that you need to do for your business. But when it comes to branding, you know, focus on two or three things that you can do to bring awareness to your business, right? That is so very, very key. And so, again, I want you guys to take all of these and ask yourself, how can I implement what Coach Trina is talking about? How can I better improve things? And I really want you guys to ask yourself also the five questions of leadership as often as you need to about setting your foundation and your business goals for the quarter and putting your power team in place and being consistent and increasing your belief level. It is so important to really be in tune with all of the things that you need to do in order to be successful for your business. And many of these things just include an investment of time, right? They include an investment of time. And so, again, I want to encourage you to remove all things out of your way and be the best leader that you can be for your business. Remember, queens, take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond your comfort zone, for therein lies your success. thank all of you who have been listening to the show today. I'm so glad that you were here for the show. Remember, success is definitely yours for the taking. To your success and abundance, Queen, be good this week. Be good to yourself and be abundant.